As well as sending that stark message to Hamas, President Trump also appeared to threaten civilians inside Gaza, saying that if you hold hostages, you are dead. Now, the Trump administration is currently trying to break the deadlock in relation to the Gaza ceasefire deal. And by holding direct talks with Hamas, it's reversing a long-standing policy of not holding negotiations with organizations classed as terror groups by the U.S. The Israeli Prime Minister's office simply said that it's expressed its position in relation to the talks.